Mike is in here, leave, please, on the count of three, because I need to talk to my bitches. All the niggas in here, because it's about to get real. I need to know if you guys are really ready to be my friend, because it gets real, it gets gross, it gets terrifying. Are you ready? Niggas, get the hell out. If you're a part of my job label, go. Right now, because it's about to get disgusting. It's about to get so fucking freaky. Get out.
Hey, everyone. So, it's been a while. But welcome back to the podcast, and sorry, I broke my old phone, so it took a while for me to get all my old data from my old phone, transfer all that stuff over, and then in addition to that, like, getting myself back ready to record as I had so much going on. We had COVID cases at my job. Then I came and I was teleworking from home. Then I'm back at work. So my schedule's just been like super crazy, but it's no excuses that I haven't come out with a new episode. But this episode is definitely one for the books. This one is kind of more of a opening like portion to the new chapters of my life. And with that being said, majority of you know that my birthday is July 19th. I was born 1990, and my birthday is right around the corner. For many years, and I know for many people, getting older is a very scary mental kind of, like, I don't know. It is a scary point in which a lot of people, including myself, for a long time, I was afraid to get older. And it wasn't just because I was getting older and, you know, I'd be getting closer to dying. It was just more so just how the idea of aging and feeling like life for me isn't being fully lived. I'm not doing everything I'd expected I'd be doing up to like my certain age points. And it terrified me. It terrified me to think that I would be all the way not together in my life, where, you know, I have my family, I have kids, I have all these different things. But there's been some very, like, turning points. Some good chapters, some bad chapters, that have allowed me to evolve. And evolve in a better way that I never thought was possible. Yeah. I never thought my journey would be at the point that it is, and I never expected to have seen the places I've seen, traveled to the places I've traveled, met some of the most amazing people that have made major impacts in my life, and just played an overall part in who I'm becoming, the new sets of my chapters, and yeah, getting older is weird, and getting older sucks, because just as you get older, your body also gets older with you, so more things start to hurt. Some days it seems like it's tougher to get out of bed, motivation changes. Sometimes reasons for living change. It is a very scary and complex concept to constantly grab and think about. And it seems like every birthday I do a very deep reflection on myself of what I've learned all the way up until this point, what will I be taking with me into the next couple of years of life, which you never know when tomorrow is not gonna present itself and you don't wake up and anything can happen between the now and then the then. So, without further ado, I'm just gonna hop really deep into the episode and, get this letter on and popping. I won't hesitate any longer, and I really hope you guys enjoy this episode. And yeah, let's do it. This letter goes a little something like this. Dear you, we venture now to the age of 30. Who would have thought you would have made it this far? Who would have thought you'd still be alive? I totally didn't. I didn't think it was possible to even make it to 30. With all of your issues, your self-image issues, your battling, your fighting, your search for love and your lust for it. But you made it. You made it all the way to 30, and you were so afraid of not making it that you made it, and you've made it your own. What was so scary about it? What was the scariest part of this? What made it so hard to get to this point, and why was it so hard? I think sometimes you just get yourself so twisted in your own head. You let the world control and make you believe that you aren't good enough. You're not meant to have the same love as others. You find yourself fighting with your own self and allowing others to take and pick apart you so easily. Why? If by 30 you haven't learned your own self-love, then I guess our objective is to really ensure we've learned that lesson. That self-love is the new therapy for you. In your self-love, you begin to love that person that you believe was just broken and torn. Let go of the fear of getting old or being known as the daddy in the gay community, or that your death is imminent due to the fact that the new 30 and with the gays is the new lie in the coffin and cough, cough, give up. Stop seeing that the world is ending and see into the new light, into the new branch of many different opportunities, new fruit to grow, new leaves to grow, new flowers to blossom, and more roots to continue to hold you up. It's so late. Literally looking at the clock, it's 1 a.m. and you're sitting here writing a letter to yourself. And mind you, How crazy. How crazy of a ride things have been. Between finally opening up in therapy to admitting to yourself how hurt you've been, to allow doors to be open, to feel love in other manners, to see love in someone, and to accept love from others. You're turning 30. Your life venture is only just starting. Your chapters are not over because there's more to the story. There's more to you than what you really see and what you know. There are blessings that haven't fallen at your doorstep just yet. There's love encounters that haven't come to teach you about new love. You still haven't unlocked every door that you continue to hold closed. And ultimately, you still have a long way to go in loving yourself. It's ridiculous, but it's happening. You're another year older and another year wiser. But what will you do with that? What will you do with that wisdom? What will you become? In 8 years, you will venture into your new retirement. What will you do after? What are the crazy stories that you will begin to indulge in and tell as every year into your new mindset and your new walk? What will it all unveil? As the chapters continue to progress, so does our story. The many pages that were once wounded and damaged are somewhat healed and uncrumpled. The wounds inflicted have almost vanished. The tears are less. The smiles are more. The laughter is louder. What more will you put forth? And how long will this chapter continue to write itself? It is without said, our work is just beginning because our ending is nowhere in sight. But we're getting to that point where you can only keep one eye open. And you're starting to slur and write sloppy. Obviously, too many glasses of wine and writing this was not the best idea at 1 a.m. But you made it. May your story continue to blossom And maybe when you listen back to this, you really hear the words, I love you. And I love the person you've become. Ring in your ears, and you know you've made it. This is not the end. It is just your beginning. P.S. I love you more than you'll ever know. From your friendly reminder, me. Well, everyone, that's that episode. Another one will be coming over the weekend. It will actually have some guests starring in it. And, yeah. This episode was kind of unique for me because I honestly and personally was and kind of still am very nervous about the next chapter in my life. I am officially going to be turning 30, as I am excited to get older and actually turn 30. I am also very wary of what's to come and what's to happen next. So I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that's out there that actually fears this or worries, and, you know, even at some moments, I always have to think back and deeply reflect and look how far I've come and where I am now. And it's honestly very shocking that I'm even here or able to tell my story. So, yeah, this episode's pretty sweet. It's pretty much to the point. But be on the lookout for the next episode, and it will actually be over my birthday celebration, which is gonna be not too wild and crazy. Only for the simple fact because we still have this pandemic going on, and also the Navy has on some punishment. So you guys will definitely get to have an episode with some new friends and a probably juicy topic. So you'll probably hear us talk very drunkenly, which should be a fun podcast for everybody. Tonight's tea was actually instead your Stella Rosa Moscato, peach flavored. So I had to pour out the tea and drink a little something strong to ease my mind and ease this mood. But without further ado, I'm ending this episode. I love you guys, and stay tuned for so much more. Bye!